Well, when was the last time you really could say that you felt peace? Well, according to Chip Ingram, peace is way more than a feeling. It involves a choice. His new book is called I Choose Peace. Chip Ingram, founder and CEO of Living on the Edge, is with us this morning. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you.
Chip, when you talk about peace in the book, is it an absence of conflict? You know, like we just want everybody to get along. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is, I think peace sort of in our vernacular, apart from God, is absence of conflict. You know, I'm getting along with everybody, and my circumstances are pretty much, maybe not perfectly, but in general, aligning up with my desires. And the peace I'm talking about is when Jesus, in the midst of chaos, uncertainty, certain persecution, the disciples are thinking, what in the world are we going to do? I mean, crisis, crisis, crisis. He says, my peace I give to you. And it's that shalom. And shalom isn't the absence of conflict. It's complete soundness or wholeness, both of your spirit, your emotion. It is harmony in relationships. It's a sense of alignment with your success and purpose being exactly what God wants you to do. And even the shalom of God carries with it this peace. You have victory over your enemies. And it's living in the gift of peace that I think what we sometimes forget is just like any gift, you have to unwrap it and you have to use it in order for you to experience it. And so this book is about how do you unwrap that? And it's the Apostle Paul actually speaking to a group of people in Philippi that have a lot of reasons to be fearful, a lot like our world.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because sometimes you think, you know, I've got to sit alone on a mountaintop with no sounds around me. But you're saying, no, when there's conflict, when there's strife, when there's things going on, this is the moment that we need the peace. And that's what Jesus was talking about. And Paul was talking about, I guess, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4 is kind of where you center on, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, think about it. He's writing from jail.
Right.
You know, so all of us right now are others. Chaos, and at least south of your border, we have, you know, $30 trillion of debt, and we've got political division and racial division, and everyone's concerned about, I mean, there's always problems. What about the Middle East, and what about the global economy, and what about China? And, you know, you can watch about 30 minutes of the news, and, oh, by the way, did we forget the pandemic and the virus and the variants?
Yes.
I mean, even just the list that I just gave, all you have to do is think about that for, you know, somewhere around 30 to 60 seconds, and anxiety can start to come up. And this book is about a group of people that were living in that kind of anxiety, except their life, I mean, very much on the line. And the person writing it is in a jail cell, chained to soldiers, telling other people how, regardless of your circumstance, this peace that transcends human comprehension, the God of peace, when you practice certain things in alignment with the Spirit and the truth, will be with you regardless of what you're going through. It's really exciting, and that's why the title of the book was really carefully chosen. I don't think people think they can choose it. I think even most Christians, Todd, think, I'm waiting for it. You know, maybe when this happens or when that goes away, then I can have peace. And just the opposite is true. We can have it every moment of every day, but there are some things we need to do.
All right. One of my favorite parts of the book of Philippians is where Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I'll say rejoice. Can you comment a little bit about that and how it relates to peace?
Well, I think what he's saying is, you know, notice, he doesn't say, rejoice in your circumstances.
Right.
Rejoice that when everything lines up, you're going to be okay. He doesn't say, rejoice that if you just have enough faith that you'll never have a problem and you're going to be always healthy and financially prosperous. He says, rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah.
Rejoice in the relationship that you have in the Lord, the God of peace. And what I think is, though, is those are great thoughts, but then he teaches us in verses 6 and 7, when anxiety comes, this is how you respond to it. Finally, in verses 8 and 9, he says, brethren, you know, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is, you know, excellent. He goes, you are the product of your thinking. You have to fill your mind with good things. And then he says, the things that you saw and received in me that I modeled and practiced, if you habitually practice these things, the God of peace will be with you. So I think there's a rejoicing in the Lord, but it's not a passive or, you know, I'm going to go in the back room and just say that. That's important. But it's saying, here's how I am to deal with anxious thoughts. This is how I deal with the bombardment of information. And then he'll go on and say, actually, you can be at peace and content in any circumstance. And there's a secret to that. And he says, I've discovered it. And he passes it on to them. So it's a really powerful passage, Todd.
Yeah, no, it's good. The book is called I Choose Peace by Chip Ingram. He's been our guest this morning. And we are going to put a link to the book on our Life Facebook page and also on our Life podcast page where you can listen again to this interview. Chip, thanks for being with us today and encouraging us.
It is great to be with you. Thanks so much, Todd.